Trolls get three, said Victor. Why is that?
Because there aren't so many trolls wanting to make moving pictures, said Ginger, and a good handleman can get $6 or $7 a day. Performers aren't important.
She turned and glared at him.
I was doing okay, she said. Nothing special, but okay. I was getting quite a lot of work. People thought I was reliable. I was building a career.
You can't build a career on Holywood, said Victor. That's like building a house on a swamp. Nothing's real.
I liked it, and now you've spoiled it all. And I'll probably have to go back to a horrible little village you've probably never even heard of. Back to bloody milkmaiding. Thanks very much. Every time I see a cow's ass, I'll think of you.
She stormed off in the direction of the town, leaving Victor with the trolls. After a while, Rock cleared his throat.
You got anywhere to stay? He said.
I don't think so, said Victor weakly.
There's never enough places to stay, said Morrie.
I thought I might sleep on the beach, said Victor. It's warm enough, after all. I think I really could do with a good rest. Good night.
He tottered off in that direction. The sun was setting, and a wind off the sea had cooled things a little. Around the darkening bulk of the hill, the lights of Holywood were being lit. Holywood only relaxed in the darkness. When your raw material is daylight, you don't waste it. It was pleasant enough on the beach. No one much went there. The driftwood, cracked and salt-crusted, was no good for building. It was stacked in a long white row on the tide line. Victor pulled together enough to make a fire and lay back and watch the surf. From the top of the next dune, hidden behind a dry clump of grass, Gaspode the Wonder Dog watched him thoughtfully. It was 2 hours after midnight. It had them now, and poured joyfully out of the hill, poured its glitter into the world. Holywood dreams. It dreams for everyone. In the hot, breathless darkness of a clapboard shack, Ginger Withell dreamed of red carpets and cheering crowds. And a grating. She kept coming back to a grating in the dream, where a rush of warm air blew up her skirts. In the not much cooler darkness of a marginally more expensive shack, Silverfish, the moving picture smith, dreamed of cheering crowds and someone giving him a prize for the best moving picture ever made. It was a great big statue. Out in the sand dunes, Rock and Morrie dozed fitfully, because trolls are night creatures by nature, and sleeping in darkness bruised the instincts of eons. They dreamed of mountains. Down on the beach under the stars, Victor dreamed of pounding hooves, flowing robes, pirate ships, sword fights, chandeliers. On the next dune, Gaspode the Wonder Dog slept with one eye open and dreamed of wolves. But Cut-Me-Own-Throat Dibbler was not dreaming because he was not asleep. It had been a long ride to Ankh Morpork, and he preferred selling horses to riding them, but he was there now. The storms that so carefully avoided Holywood didn't worry about Ankh Morpork, and it was pouring with rain. That didn't stop the city's nightlife, though. It just made it damper. There was nothing you couldn't buy in Ankh Morpork, even in the middle of the night. Dibbler had a lot of things to buy. He needed posters painted, he needed all sorts of things. Many of them involved ideas he'd had to invent in his head on the long ride, and now had to explain very carefully to other people. And he had to explain it fast. The rain was a solid curtain when he finally staggered out into the grey light of dawn. The gutters overflowed. Along the rooftops, repulsive gargoyles threw up expertly over passers-by, although since it was now 5 a.m. the crowd had thinned out a bit. Throat took a deep breath of the thick city air. Real air. You'd have to go a long way to find air that was realer than Ankh Morpork air. You could tell just by breathing it that other people had been doing the same thing for thousands of years. For the first time in days, he felt that he was thinking clearly. That was the strange thing about Holywood. When you were there, it all seemed natural. It all seemed just what life was all about. But when you got away from it and looked back, it was like looking at a brilliant soap bubble. It was as though when you were in Holywood, you weren't quite the same person. Well, Holywood was Holywood, and Ankh was Ankh. And Ankh was solid and proof, in Throat's opinion, against any Holywood weirdness. He splashed through the puddles, listening to the rain. After a while, he noticed, for the first time in his life, that it had a rhythm. Funny, you could live in a city all your life, and you had